Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's much better. Well, I know one thing tonight. God is pleased with that praise because y'all entered in to praise and worship tonight. Amen. And I know a lot of you came in here dragging, not really feeling like praising God. But you know, there's just something about the presence of God in there. You just can't help but when you come into the presence of God to just praise Him and worship Him. And I just felt like God was so pleased with that tonight because you made a sacrifice of praise tonight. Amen. And God honors that. Praise God. And so when God's presence comes in, something happens. So we're expecting something to happen. Something's already happened, amen, because God is here tonight. Glory to God. The title of my message tonight is God's Goodness.
Amen.
God's Goodness. Starting in Psalms chapter 145.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Psalms 145 and verse 9. Says, the Lord is good to all. Amen. How many is He good to?
All.
He is good to all. Amen. And His tender mercies are over all His works. We serve a good, good Father. Praise God. So we know if there's something good, that it came from God. Amen. Because God is good. Praise God. God is good and Satan is bad. It's just that simple, amen? So if there's something bad going on in your life, you know it's not God. You know the root of it is the devil, the enemy, the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And God has given us authority over that one, amen? We have the authority over that. So we can take our authority with the Word of God, amen, with the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So let's turn now to James chapter 1. Thank you, Deborah. I think she's glad to be here tonight, amen. Glory to God. James 1 and verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So every good gift comes from God. Amen? If it's something good, who's it from?
God.
If it's something bad, who's it from?
Satan.
That's right. Amen. Because God is good and Satan is bad.
Yeah.
Everybody say,
God is good.
Satan is bad.
Satan is bad.
You know, a lot of people seem to get confused. You know, I don't know if this is God or the devil. Uh-huh. Well, if it's good, let's just make it simple.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God made His Word that everybody could understand it. So if something is coming into your life that is good, it is God. And if something bad's coming to your life, it's something Satan has put there. Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But every good gift comes from God, with whom there is no variableness, which means that it will not change. It never changes.
Amen.
Amen. He always gives good gifts.
Yes.
And then He says it again. He said always, He said it with neither shadow of turning, which means it will never turn. It will always remain. Amen. His gifts are always good and that will never change. God always gives good gifts. Glory to God. Good news tonight. God will always and forever give you good gifts and perfect gifts. I like good gifts. Don't you? And I like perfect gifts, don't you? Amen. Glory to God. So God wants to release some good things on you. He wants to release His goodness on you tonight. But see, a lot of us came in here not realizing that God wants to release goodness to us. Because there's things in our lives that we need to shake off. Right. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Yeah. We just need to shake some things off. Yeah. How many of you have ever heard teaching that says that God wants you sick and God wants you poor? How many of you know that's wrong teaching? That's not what Jesus went to the cross for. That's not what He took those stripes on His back for. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to shake off that wrong teaching. We need to just shake off those things once and for all. Praise God. And we need to listen to teaching and preaching, amen, that tells the truth of the Word of God. That's just the way it is. That's what we need to do. See, we're not helping our spirit man any. We're not helping ourselves any. If we are listening to preaching and teaching that doesn't even believe God's Word.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Shake those things off. Shake them off of you. Amen. That's wrong teaching. I've been there. I've heard that. I've experienced that. Amen. And so how do we know, how can we accept the good things, the good gifts that God has for us when we believe that God is trying to give us this to teach us something? No, that's not who our God is. Amen. Our Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. See, sickness is an oppression.
Yeah.
Amen. And all these other things. Depression is of the devil. Lack is of the devil. Anything that steals, kills, or destroys from your life in any way is from the devil. So we need to get that kind of thinking off of us. Completely. Don't even allow that kind of teaching or that kind of thought to enter your life, your thought process. Get rid of it. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. He became poor. Why did He become poor? So I could be rich. So you could be rich. Amen. Some people get scared of that word rich. I'm like, no, God, pour it on me. Give it to me, God. See, if I'm not blessed financially myself, I can't bless anybody else. Amen. And God wants us to be able to bless other people. Just like those people right now in Texas that have experienced Harvey. I want to be able to give to them. I want to be able to bless them. And see, the next time we take up an offering, the church is going to give to Operation Blessing, who is giving to this, that operate to the people that are in need. See, we might not can personally go there. We might not can personally do anything there. But we can be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That wasn't my teaching tonight. But God wants somebody to hear that word. He wants you to be free of that kind of teaching. Amen. Shake some things off so you can receive the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Maybe you need to shake off weariness. Are you weary? Did you come in here weary tonight? Well, I believe in praise and worship. Those things were shaken. Amen. Shaken right off of you. Amen. Weariness had to go. strength. Oh, freshness had to come in.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's who our God is. He is strength.
Yeah.
He is refreshing.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe you have to shake off worry, anxiety, fret. Shake those things off of you. Amen. Hallelujah. I felt like when we were in praise and worship tonight, the Spirit of the Lord was saying, give God some crazy praise.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Some crazy praise.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't understand what that is. That's shaking off the world.
Yeah.
That's shaking off bondage.
Yeah.
That's shaking off worry.
Yeah.
That is giving the devil a black
yeah.
eye. See, when we worship our God, when we praise our God, demons have to flee.
Yeah.
They have to go.
Yeah.
They can't stay in the presence of God.
Yeah.
So those things that have weighed us down during the day, those worries and those frets and that anxiety has to go in the presence of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You might have to shake off some fear.
Yeah.
Amen. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
Amen. Pastor and I speak to our minds every day.
Yeah.
You mean you talk to yourself?
Yeah.
I speak the word over myself. Amen. We speak. We have a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
Our minds are quick and sharp and bright.
Yeah.
We have the thoughts of Christ in our hearts and our minds. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Maybe you need to shake off hurt tonight.
Yeah.
We've all experienced hurt, haven't we?
Yeah.
But the devil wants you to live right there. He doesn't want you to experience God's goodness. He wants you to just stay in that hurt. But you know, our God is a delivering God. Hallelujah. Our God has set you free from that hurt. Amen. He'll heal you, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. See, the devil wants you to be bound in your emotions. But God has come to set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. He doesn't want anybody bound with hurt. He doesn't want anybody bound with the pain of that. Amen. I've been there. I've done that. I know what a struggle that is. And see, the enemy will just come to you right during the middle of the night when you put your head on that pillow and say, just, you know what they did to you. You know how they treated you. You know what they said about you. And he'll try to keep that wound open and festered. But you know how we heal that wound? We heal it with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
Yeah.
My God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is the healer tonight.
Yes.
Spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
He'll cover those wounds. Amen. But we have to let him do it. We have to shake off that hurt and those thoughts that keep coming to us, bombarding our minds and keep reminding us of the bad thing that happened, of the person who hurt you, of the things they did to you, of the things they said to you. You have to close that word up with that hurt up with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Offense. Offense. Shake that offense off. Shake it off. Amen. It will hinder you. It will paralyze you. You can't go any farther if you allow that thing to take hold of you. No, I'm not saying it's not going to be a struggle. I'm not saying it's not going to come back to your thought life. But I say you have to cast it down.
Yeah.
And you have to keep casting it down. And when it comes back to you again, cast it down.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Keep casting it down. And don't give word to it.
Amen.
Don't give word to it. That's what the devil wants you to do. Because he knows if you're talking about it, that you're still offended. And he knows if you're still talking about it and carrying around and sharing it with everybody, that he still got you in bondage to it. He still got you right where he wants you. But see, there's another area we've got to shake off, because God wants us free.
Yes.
He wants us free of offense. Not for that person that we're like, well, it just don't matter. You know, it's just all right. God says he is the one that takes care of those people.
Right.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay.
Yeah.
Amen. So we have to cast it down. Give it to God if it has to be every day. You just do it every day. Amen. Do it by faith. By faith, God, I give this thing to you. By faith, I give this hurt to you. By faith, I give this offense to you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about God's goodness tonight.
Amen.
We're talking about shaking these things off so we can experience those good things that God has got for us. Praise God. Doubt. We have to shake off doubt. Amen. What you're believing God for. The enemy will come and say it's never going to happen. It's not going to be for you. I know God's blessed this one over here and God's, you know, provided for this one over here, but he probably likes them better than he likes me. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. God loves each and every one of us the same. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good news tonight. Amen. Maybe we need to shake off the what ifs. What if God doesn't come through? What if I don't get this money that I need? What if I don't get this healing? What if my child gets into this kind of trouble? What if this happens? What if this happens? We need to shake off that what if.
Amen.
Amen. Shake it off. Amen. Maybe you're dealing with something tonight that I didn't bring out. Whatever that might be tonight, shake it off. Shake it off. Maybe you had a fight with your husband right before you got here. Shake it off. Amen. It's the little foxes the enemy tries to come in with. I've shared many times about when Pastor and I first got married. We've been married 32 years. Amen. When we first got married, he was teaching Sunday school in the church that we were in at that time. And every Sunday morning on the way to church, we would get in an argument. Now, you do not want to have to teach when you've just had an argument with your spouse.
Amen.
So that was bad. So who did that come from?
Satan.
To steal, kill, and destroy the anointing. Well, you know, Pastor and I are real sharp. After a couple of years of this going on, it dawned on us, this is the devil. He is trying to bring division before we even walk in the door of the church. Trying to steal what God had for us. Amen. Trying to steal the good things from God that God had for us. And you know, if you don't realize what's going on, then you'll stay in that arena with the devil. And he'll beat you black and blue. He'll beat you up before you even get in the door of the church. And you won't even, you'll be like, what happened? Why can't I receive? Everybody else seems to be getting something. They act like they're feeling something. What is wrong with me? Well, you just had a fallout with somebody. You just got so mad at somebody that was driving crazy on the road. You know, we've got to recognize that these are blessing stealers. Amen. It's designed by the devil. And so Pastor and I, with our lightning fast minds, when we finally saw what the devil was trying to do, see, now, it wasn't nothing serious we're fighting about. It's what we all fight about on Sunday morning. Ladies are slow getting dressed. And Pastor wants to get there early. See, it's the same old fight. But we finally figured out what to do. We don't talk to each other for church. Sometimes you just have to use wisdom. Just keep your old trap shut. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might be able to come in and get a little something. Amen. It's the little foxes. It's the little things. How many times right before you leave work, somebody says something that just, whoa, whoa. They don't know who they're messing with. They shouldn't even gone there. And it's always before church. Most of the time it's before church. Most of the time before church, you get a call from a bill collector. We've been there and done that many years ago. We even got a knock on the door from the sheriff one time. Pastor was going to teach. He was preaching that night on a Wednesday night, I guess it was. And we got a knock on the door, and we got a subpoena to court. And it was for bills from our son when he was born. He had to have surgery in Birmingham. We had thousands and thousands of dollars worth of bills. And we had insurance, but our insurance said that they didn't cover this. So we had that wonderful thing going on for years. How many years did we have that wonderful thing to deal with? 2 or 3 years, yeah. Battling back and forth with the insurance company, battling with the creditors. And so we get this knock on the door right before church. You're subpoenaed. Well, glory to God, I'm just going to go preach my little brains out tonight because everything's going so wonderful. He had to shake it off. Amen. Shake it off. Amen. God, this is yours. I can't do this. I can't do anything about this. Right. God, I need your mercy. Sometimes we just have to call on God's mercy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the enemy trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, hallelujah. He brings life. He brings goodness. Amen. So how many of you agree tonight that we serve a good God? We serve a mighty God. We serve a great God. We serve an awesome God. So no matter what the enemy's coming against you with, you shake it off. You shake it off. Well, I'm going to go in that church tonight and I'm just going to worship God. I don't care what they said about me. I don't care who just told me off. I don't care who backbit me. I don't care what happened to me. I don't care about all this stuff. I don't care what kind of, who called me and what creditor called me. I'm going to church, and I'm going to worship God, and I'm going to praise Him, and I'm going to give Him glory. Hallelujah. Glory. God will never leave you nor forsake you. I found a version of that scripture I thought was so good. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without any support. I will not,
Lord,
not in any degree,
hallelujah,
leave you helpless, nor forsake you, let you down, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's God's promise to you tonight. Amen. See, the devil will tell you because you're going through that situation, through that hard time, that struggle, that you have failed somehow. But that is a lie from the enemy. Amen. If you have got Jesus Christ in your heart, if He's Lord of your life, and you're serving Him to the best of your ability. Now, I'm not saying you just purposely don't pay your bills. You just purposely get in a fight with people. You just purposely do all these things. No, I'm saying you are doing the best you can do. But because of the enemy, see, because of the things that the enemy is doing, amen, you just keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
You just keep walking, amen. You keep talking in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You just keep living for Him, amen. And the blessings of God will come on you, amen.
Yeah.
The goodness of God will come on you.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome news tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. We have to establish in our hearts that we are going to trust God no matter what. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it sounds like when we get that call or we get that knock on the door and you're subpoenaed. No matter what it feels like, God, I'm going under. Trust God. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Amen. You can get Ashley, if you will. And to end the message tonight, David said in Psalms 27:13, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. We can be confident, amen, in our Lord. That He is going to come through for us, no matter what our situation, that we can trust in our God, amen? And we will see His goodness. Praise God. Now, David had faced a lot of battles. He faced not just a giant, but he faced armies. He faced friends that came against him. He faced so many things, but yet he had confidence in God. He had trust in God. He knew that his God was going to come through for him. He knew that he would see the goodness of God. So no matter what struggle you're going through tonight, no matter what situation you're going through tonight, be confident in the Lord. Be confident in Him. Know, trust that He is going to give you His goodness. Yeah. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. God gives good gifts. And if it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's Satan. It's just as plain as that. Give God another hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And Pastor Sharon, that is the lesson that we just taught the children.